Old mate Hooch up and about. Bit cold this morning, mate.
Not for me. I'm still in the dooney, but yeah, I'm sort of up and about. Good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
So how was your billfish comp last weekend?
Oh, it was an absolute belter. It was great fun. We only managed to fish for broadbill swords on the first day. The weather was a bit tricky for the second day and the third day. The weather conditions have to be fairly reasonable because you're trying to keep your baits down deep in, you know, 400, 500 metres of water. So any time you send them down and you drift too fast, that just the boat drags the baits up a bit quick, so you're not keeping your baits down where the broadbill are. But we managed to get a bite, which was quite exciting. Bryce Purton and Ethan Purton, his crew, they managed to catch a very nice broadbill on the Thursday, north of us, which was the name of the game in the comp, but unfortunately their leader was a bit too long. There's rules around all this in competition, and they forgot to measure their leader straight out of the packet, so that was a bit heartbreaking.
Yeah, so for people who don't know, this was down Eagle Hawk Neck way, yeah?
Yeah, Eagle Hawk Neck. So the competition's over 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. When the weather came up, it was the other categories came alive, and that was the tuna categories. Mm. And they were tag and release, which we managed to win.
Oh, good.
So we took the cookies and all the prizes for that particular category, which was good. We tagged 10 fish on the second day and 10 fish on the third day. They give you 10 tags, and we tagged out by lunchtime on the third day. The weather came up, it was very tunery. Lots of big fish down there. That was quite exciting, and there's been some big fish caught, and that's meant a lot of northwest coasters have headed down.
Indeed. Jumbo season, as you call it.
Jumbo fever. Everyone's got jumbo fever. And amongst the bluefin have been 60-plus kilo yellowfin tuna, which is somewhat unusual for Tasmania. There's been a fair few of them caught, and it's quite exciting to see those big yellow stickles. So a bluefin tuna has fairly short caudal fins, but the caudal fins on a yellowfin are massive, and they're big and hooky, and they call them stickles, and they're yellow, and they look awesome in the water.
I've got a question without notice, and you may or may not be able to answer it. See how we go. So when these tunas get massive, right, you know, up to 100 k's, sometimes over 100, so the really big ones, the big bluefins, what's the lifespan of a tuna, roughly?
I'm not sure of the actual lifespan of a tuna. I think it's over 10 years. We talked to a guy called Sean Tracy from IMAS. He's a bit of a scientist. He knows hoops about the big tuna. But why they get that big is because as school-sized bluefin, they're in massive schools of hundreds, you know, and you might have a school of 100 bluefin, and they're going around on their migratory pattern, and they spawn up near the bum of Indonesia and the west coast of West Australia. And every year they go around and they either get caught or they swim free. And each year they don't get caught by either us recreational fishermen or commercial longliners or the farming industry off South Australia. They get bigger and bigger. But each year a couple of them will get caught. So those bigger fish seem to be moving in particularly the yellowfin, seem to be in schools of about 6 to 10. And then what we've seen quite recently down at Eagle Hawk Neck is they've been sort of grouping up in bigger schools. Like you've got 20 and 30, 100-plus kilo fish all smashing bait. They pop up at certain times of the day, and they feed hard, and that's when you've got to be on the spot. We normally sound them on the sounder. You can see them on the sounder. They come up as big red blobs, and it gets us very excited, and they're down 20, 50 metres, and we just work that patch over until they decide to push up and feed. And then she's on for young and old, and it's quite exciting. But the actual lifespan, I'll check into that, and I'll report back next week.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, those really big fish, how they go eating-wise. Because, you know, normally with animals, the older they are, the tougher they are, and not that great eating. I'm just wondering whether those really big ones are worth putting in a tuna casserole.
No, the big bluefin, they still eat quite nicely, and because bluefin's a bit tricky. It's not like normal fish where you can cook it and overcook it and still get away with it. Bluefin you have to treat with a lot of love and care, even the little ones and the big ones. And, of course, the Japanese pride themselves on the big ones. If you've got a big one with a nice fatty texture and the right sort of flesh, they're worth thousands upon thousands of dollars. People see that wicked tuna and they catch those monstrous fish. They're a Pacific tuna, those guys, but and then they grade the flesh and they're worth a fortune. So they still eat very well. It's mainly sashimi and some other different grades of flesh, but no, they eat very well. We were down there and we helped weigh a fish from Kyle Longmore. He's caught one that went 140 kilos, and that was an absolutely fantastic fish. It was very fat for its length, and that flesh was absolutely beautiful.
Wow. Righto, let's move on to fish a bit locally. So we'll do the tide times for our friends at Deegan Marine first. Weather's pretty good this weekend, actually. So today, we've got a high tide at 3 o'clock this afternoon, 3.2 metres. Saturday, there's a high at 3.40 in the afternoon. And Sunday, a high at 4:15 in the afternoon. So we've got mainly southwest to westerlies, maxing out at about 15 to 20 k's on the land. And I reckon it's pretty good weather all round, Saturday and Sunday. Fine. So,
well, that sounds like a good opportunity to get out and maximise what we've got left of the longer days and also the better weather. And we've spoken before about the ambient air temperature is fairly quick to drop, but the water temperature is a lot slower to drop. So those fish are still going to be active, and the flathead salmon and even the yellowtail kingfish, you can still try catching your stuff Wright's Island off Devonport and off Three Sisters and Ulverston. If you get out in a boat there, there's going to be a lot of activity still on the coast. I went out the other day with Amy Kuby and her son Sam, and we managed to get some barracuda. That was actually good fun. I think I mentioned that before, and we used that for bait, and we're going to try and turn that into a snapper later on.
Righto. Now, before we go, I know you wanted to mention quickly about, it's election time, so parties are splashing the cash. How's it going to help out fishers around Tasmania?
Very much so. I think since a couple of elections of old, they've realised that there are a lot of recreational fishers in Tasmania. We do have a voice, so I can see policies from all parties, even the smaller independents, right through the two major parties. So if you're a recreational fisher, make sure you get your head around what they're offering. And I think it's more around the facilities. We've got some really good facilities on the coast. They're looking to improve those. My sort of pet sort of project is more facilities for kids and more facilities for people that don't have a boat. It's all right for us, you know, rocking around in our boat like we're a movie star, but some people don't have a boat or the access to a boat. So I'd really like to see some sort of designated fishing structure on the coast. I know it's a bit pie in the sky, but Yerangan Pier in Harvey Bay, massive long pier, is an icon of fishing, land-based fishing. If we get something of, you know, even a small version of that, say up around Wynyard or Smithton or wherever, Port Sorell even, just something for the kids and families to be able to pack the car up, pack the chairs and just go and, you know, set up on a wharf where they don't feel that they're got to be shooed off or they're not welcome. It's just a designated fishing spot. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah, no, makes sense. More piers. Good. All right, plug your website and Facebook.
That's Team 10 Simrad Fishing and Go Fish Tasmania with Moz and Hooch.
All right, mate. Now, did you whack some of those photos from your comp last week up on your facey or what?
Yes, we certainly did. So there's always something going up on the Facebook page and there's always questions coming through. We actually fielded some questions about how we rig our tuna lures up. So that was quite good. I might even actually put that up on the page today as a broader discussion with some photos.
Beautiful. Talk to you next week.
All right, cheers. We'll catch you later.